And at 28 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, I told you we had a busy show today, and now with me in the studio is, she's back again, Leah Schoen with Love North Coast, and this time she brings another friend of ours, Dieter Fitkau, UIP Bolito. And what a fabulous job the UIP has made of the difficult business of keeping Bolito tidy and clean, green and safe. I've got to compliment you and your team, Dieter. You've done a marvelous job. Over how many years has it been now? Because time flies. And there was a while back when it was, what are we going to do about how are we going to, because we're in trouble and we don't seem to be getting service delivery and the roads are looking bad. And then someone came with, the UIP was born, but it had to be sold to, because it's paid for by big property holders and, the community that in the areas that it operates. And it had to be this referendum, a bit like the referendum back in the day when, yes or no. It was difficult, I think, to convince folk initially that, we're paying for rates, why should we now have an organization? And the message was, guys, if you go this route, you're future-proofing your investment because the town is going to shine. If you don't, you're going to go like other towns and cities in the country. And sadly, that was very apocryphal because we see what's happening in other towns and cities. So that's just by way of introduction. Maybe, Leah, you can set the scene and explain how the hashtag Love North Coast movement and the UIP are working together now.
Thanks, Dave, and thanks for having us, as always. The Bolito UIP is one of the sort of founding partners of the hashtag Love North Coast movement. They got involved right in the beginning, obviously as a major player in terms of driving investment and investor confidence in the region. That's exactly what the Bolito UIP does, and that's obviously what hashtag Love North Coast is doing as well. So the UIP is celebrating 10 years in Bolito this month, a decade of keeping it clean and green and secure. So we thought it was a great opportunity to just get them on here and celebrate that with them.
10 years.
It's a decade.
And maybe just we should also mention to those that don't know what UIP stands for, because if you don't know, it sounds a bit like a political party.
Yeah. So that's
which
the Bolito
Urban, by the way.
Yeah, Urban Improvement Precinct.
And that's exactly what it's been doing for 10 years, improving the urban precinct.
Yes.
So in the form of Dieter Fitkau, who has a long history of service to the community and a long history with the UIP, Dieter, welcome to the morning show. It's great to be able to chat and to share a few ideas. Well, maybe ideas, just find out a little bit more about what the UIP is all about. I've seen so much good work being done. And I've heard so many compliments. Do you get compliments all the time, or do people just phone you with their complaints? I mean, people being people, we're expert at that.
Dave, morning. Thanks for having me here, and good morning to all your listeners as well. Dave, the last part of your question, I mean, we've got to expect that. That'll always happen. Fortunately, we get more positive than negative in terms of what we are trying to do and trying to achieve here in Bolito. And like you did say, it's been 10 years. It's just flown by.
So just explain what it is that you actually do. What is your mandate and where do you operate?
Dave, our area of operation, and we call that the SRA, which is it stands for the special rated area, is the Bolito Business Park. And the road going down, if you want to call Bolito Drive, going down towards Compensation Beach Road. It includes Compensation Beach Road and then the properties on the promenade. That is essentially our area of operation. So it's the entire Bolito Business Park, the adjoining Bolito Drive, and the promenade and properties on the promenade.
And what functions do you undertake in those precincts?
What we do, Dave, is our teams on a daily basis, we look after cleaning and greening, maintenance, and we have a security capacity across all these areas, which includes parks and walkways and the promenade and the CBD, the lower CBD, the business parks. You know, we take care of the litter. And that's, in a nutshell, that is what we do in a nutshell.
And I see you guys clearly It's a very visible operation, which is important. Everyone well turned out, and you can identify the UIP guards instantly, and they seem to be everywhere where they're required, and that's quite remarkable. And then, of course, whenever there is a problem with any of the roads in the area, within literally, it seems like, minutes, there is the UIP sorting out the problem, and everyone says, isn't Felizo a well-managed, we're so lucky to have such a brilliant organization, and clearly the municipality is tops. Well, you know, look, the municipality has its a role to play, and surely you work, I think, together, don't you, in many instances?
Dave, I think it's important to realize that we provide a supplementary service, yeah, to that of what the municipality supplies. They remain the primary service provider. Yeah.
But it's interesting to see, and I think a lot of folk have identified that if there is a model to be followed in South Africa going forward, it's going to be a sort of public-private partnership in many instances, and this is pretty much what we've got in Belito and other areas where the UIP is functional, because essentially the UIP is a private entity, is it not? You're not part of government at all.
Well, we're a non-profit company.
Yeah.
That's what the UIP is here in Belito.
And I need to mention that because it's run extremely well. And luckily for all concerned, the benefits to all are clearly visible. And where to from here, Dieter? Are there any plans to expand operations?
I would like to immediately say to you, yes. Yes, of course, there is the possibility. I mean, we need to include the greater community in what we are doing here. And that's certainly on the cards. I couldn't tell you when exactly it's going to happen, but we are exploring many opportunities.
Okay. Well, you know, the road ahead, I think, is going to be full of interesting challenges and some curves and some slipways and things, but ultimately I think we're on the right path. I really do. I feel that the Belito community, extended community, and we've seen of late how people have come together in all sorts of capacities, generally speaking, united, where there are issues looking for solutions, and a wonderful solution to be found here with the Urban Improvement Precinct. It's better to call it UIP, you don't get tongue-tied. So this is fantastic, and the hashtag Love North Coast initiative continues to homologate or bring together all that is good in the area to celebrate, and I believe all that is good is very happy to be celebrated by maintaining this organization, yeah, hashtag Love North Coast. For those that are wondering, what is the benefit of belonging to hashtag Love North Coast?
So, yeah, Dave, hashtag Love North Coast is essentially a marketing platform. It's a non-commercial marketing platform that's been created to showcase everything that we have on the North Coast. It brings together all different businesses. I think, you know, a public-private partnership such as the UIP, Caesar Water, those kind of initiatives are what help to create sustainability within a region. You know, obviously, Belito's is growing at a massive rate at the moment, and so I think that is when stability and foundation become extremely important to ensure that sustainability of everything that's happening at the moment. And so initiatives where people are the private sector is coming together to
jointly market,
safeguard
maybe
the investments and yeah, and just work together to grow the region.
It's a collaboration to highlight what is good, exactly, and to support what needs supporting. Adita, we're entering the festive season, and clearly there is a lot more pressure on various points of contact in Belito. Is there anything that the public needs to be aware of, or the visitors into the region need to be aware of? And I mentioned this with regard to where the UIP is active. Presumably one needs to understand that there is a process and how to behave.
Dave, you mentioned the festive season. By the way, as you know, this is not our first rodeo. 10 years last month, actually, that we were on the ground. Our festive season starts in mid-November. We utilize additional resources on the ground when it comes to landscaping and cleaning and greening, as well as security resources. We also utilize volunteer resources from Community Policing Forum based structures here at our local police station as well. So at this stage of the game, we are actually right there in terms of our planning, what we're expecting, and we hope we're just going to have a safe and a really, really good festive season.
I second that, and I want to explain how important it is for the community to follow the guidelines that the UIP lays down when it comes to what is acceptable behavior, particularly on the beaches, because the beaches are there for everyone to enjoy, and it's wonderful to see everyone enjoying what there is, and there's so much. But where you have antisocial behavior and irresponsible behavior, it tends to queer the pitch and spoil things for everyone. And the UIP is very, very good at diffusing situations like that. So, you know, play the game, folks. And if you do feel that you're in any way, shape, and form under pressure, look for the UIP guards. They do a fantastic job. And I'm sure that a quiet mention that there is an issue, they will do their level best to attend to. If it's beyond their scope and ambit, they will escalate it. But generally speaking, I think it's a good idea to play along and to enjoy the festive season in a spirit of peace and joy and goodwill to everyone. And I wish you and your UIP members a really safe and a happy festive season, Dita. And Leah, you're
Dave, can
parting.
I just add, sure. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that the UIP have, or the Belita UIP have launched a beautiful progress portfolio, which is on their website. You can download it and take a look. And you know, it's just such a beautiful visual representation of 10 years ago versus now. It's really great. It's a story in pictures, and it's so worthwhile for me as a resident. You know, I live here. You don't almost realize what's happening right on your doorstep. And then when someone shows you before and after pictures, it's actually really phenomenal.
Absolutely.
So I encourage people to go onto their social media or onto their website and download that and just take a look at it, because it's really just shows exactly the great work that they do.
And there it is. There we leave it for today. Leah and Dita, thanks so much for joining me on the morning show. This will be up as a podcast, so if you want to listen again, or if you haven't caught the full gist of it, you'll be able to do that on our website or on our apps. And once again, I wish you a really safe festive season, and more strength to your bow, Dita, and to you, Leah.
Thanks.
Thank you, Dave.
The morning show continues.